For the record, hell, we are the record. KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side, where the birds and the bees survive. Right before me, my newfound hippie side, once ignored these conspiracies online. Out the window, finish up the media. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's sigh?
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, Smart Health Talk listeners. Boy, do we have a great show lined up for you today. First of all, we're going to be discussing mental illness and a new treatment that's totally non-invasive that's going to be available for a wide range of different types of conditions, and you're going to want to definitely stick around to hear Dr. Piera talk about that. This is like historical because this means no drugs, no like electroshock, you know, those kind of things. Also, we're going to be talking and doing a little in the news and some of the latest things. There's been a lot on nutrition and health in the news lately, and I kind of wanted to give you my perspective on some of those things. And then we'll be having Don Sozi visit us. And if you enjoy our theme song, then you're going to love to hear what Don Sozi has to say about his motivation behind the music and what's inspired him to do his new album called Flip Sides. Well, even with all the medical breakthroughs we have today, it seems like mental illness remains a topic that we rarely discuss in the media. And you may notice this. We hear a lot about heart disease and cancer, but not that much about mental illness. And yet, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Association reported that 45 million people in the U.S. had at least one mental illness in 2009. 45 million people. And 11 million of those were considered serious. So people are just not getting the information that tells them that they need to seek treatment. They're really not getting what the symptoms are and realizing that, hey, yeah, maybe I could feel better than I do right now. And this is especially disturbing since the World Health Organization considers mental illness responsible for more disability in developed countries than any other illness group, including heart disease and cancer. So in other words, you know, this is really cutting into our whole productivity, and you know, it impacts the whole family and whether you're even able to fully enjoy life. So we're so lucky that we have Dr. Tarek Pereira here, who is actually working with a new type of treatment. It's called transcranial magnetic stimulation therapy, or TMS. And he's a psychiatrist, and he is like thrilled to have this treatment in his bag of therapies to use with his patients because the results have been just incredible. So, Dr. Pereira, are you there?
Yes. Hi there.
Thank you, and welcome to Smart Health Talk. So, why don't you, like, you know, just start off by, like, telling us, you know, is the U.S. depressed? Is this really a big problem?
Well, it is one of the bigger problems in the medical field. You know, you have cardiovascular disease and cancer and mental health problems. They're right up there in terms of morbidity, which is, you know, impairment in functioning, and mortality, which is death. And so it is a very big problem both in the U.S. and throughout the world, and has always been a problem. However, our awareness of it seems to be increasing over time.
Well, Well, when I was doing my research, I found the U.S. was actually number one in the world. Like, we have the most mental illness here, and we're, like, using the most drugs. And it's kind of, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's happening. And I would think, you know, that all of this mental illness, isn't it, like, kind of a big burden on our healthcare system as well?
Absolutely. On our healthcare system, on our economy, if you take, like, the time, you know, the number of days people, you know, work days that people lose, it's a big drain. I'm not too certain if the U.S. has a greater level of mental health problems than other countries, but I think the U.S. is more aware of it because we have one of the best mental health treatment systems in the world. And for instance, a country like, you know, there are certain countries like Finland, for example, would have a much higher rate of suicidality and alcohol abuse than the United States. So the consequences or the bad outcomes of mental health are higher in other countries. It's less here because we may be more aware of it.
I see. And so do you think that people are actually getting the kind of results when they do seek out treatment that they're looking for?
That's a good question. The answer is no, and in part because the brain or the mind is one of the most complex areas for us to study. And, you know, in fact, trying to see sort of a brain circuit that may contribute to a certain thought process is like almost like trying to catch lightning in a bottle. And as a result, it is the one area, the last frontier in terms of medical research. We're beginning to only now understand how it works and what goes wrong with it and how we can treat it. So most of the treatments we have in psychiatry and psychology have been interventions that have been discovered through serendipity with very little knowledge of the new underlying neurobiology. And as a result, our treatments are not as effective as they are in other fields. They take much longer to work, even if they do work, and they have a lot of side effects. Coupled with the taboo of mental health, it makes it much more difficult to treat.
And do you think that, like, some of these things actually scare people in that they don't even want to seek treatment when they know that maybe something's not right?
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is this. Okay, so if your lungs are ill, say you have a pneumonia, your brain, your mind can tell you that your lungs are ill. If you have a broken leg, your brain can tell you you have a broken leg. But when your mind is ill, when you're depressed, there's nothing beyond the mind to tell you that there's something wrong. So the symptoms of depression, for instance, is a change in your whole worldview. All of a sudden, everything seems blue, everything seems depressing. You tend to focus on real events that are depressing instead of focusing on the positive things in life. So it's hard for people to recognize depression because the very organ that we use to identify health problems, such as the brain, is what's ill. So as a consequence, people are less likely to seek help, they're less likely to recognize when they need help. And, mental health has a long-standing taboo associated with it, so there's a greater sense of shame in seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Yeah, that it's almost like it's like something that you would be more ashamed of than having lack of physical strength. People seem to really take it seriously. Now, we only have like less than a minute left, but I know that, you know, I want to get in our next segment to this new treatment that you're offering, but you do also support like diet and exercise as part of the whole program.
Yes, definitely. So one area, maybe we don't have time to talk in this segment, but an area that I do research in is brain cells, growth of brain cells, in a part of the brain called the hippocampus. And those brain cells continue to form throughout adulthood, and things that make us depressed kill off those cells, the things that make us feel better increase those cells. And then when you look at what else increases those cells, diet and exercise do. So they have a very big impact in making our brain stronger and creating new cells and better connection.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And everyone stay tuned because we're going to have some more answers for you. So stay tuned. A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today. Welcome back, everyone. We'll have some more word from our sponsors in a few minutes. That's okay. Anyway, I want to get back to Dr. Pereira here because we have a very short period of time. And I want to get into the people that this new treatment, the TMS treatment, is helping. Now, you were on Dr. Oz last week, Dr. Pereira, and I thought you did a really great job of demonstrating how the whole treatment works for the patient, what they can expect with the treatment, and I am going to be putting that video on the page for this broadcast on the Smart Health Talk right. website. So I thought that was a great episode and giving people an example of what to expect, because sometimes, you know, people, they don't get the visual and they can talk themselves out of it even. But this treatment is just to have a non-invasive treatment, number one. But the reason I brought in the exercise and nutrition is one of the things that really impressed me about what you guys do at your center is that you really take kind of a multifaceted approach. And, you look at all the different things to help people to become stronger mentally and to be able to recover. And then the TMS is actually just something else that's helping you to have even greater success rates. So why don't you kind of tell us, a little bit about what the TMS therapy is and then, the people that this can really help the most?
Sure. So TMS is really the first biologically based treatment a little bit in the history of psychiatry. As I said earlier, most of our treatments and medications were discovered through luck. We know how they work. We know that they work. We did not know how they work. So over the last 30, 40 years, we've begun to identify how depression, what causes depression, what's required to treat it. So, for example, just increasing things like serotonin and norepinephrine is just the beginning of the story. They go and they increase activity and brain connections in discrete parts of the brain that contribute to specific disorders. So, for example, there's a thing called functional brain imaging where you could, when you're getting, having a certain thought, while you're in an MRI scanner, we can see which part of the brain contributes to those thoughts. So, with functional brain imaging, we've been able to identify the left front part of the brain is the area that is ultimately involved in depression. Many things can cause depression, but ultimately it leads to a decreased activity in the left frontal part of the brain, which is the region that's important for motivation and enjoyment. So people with depression can have a sad mood, they can be anxious, they can be moody, but ultimately depression, or the definition of depression, is a lack of motivation and a lack of enjoyment, which is associated with decreased activity in the left frontal part of the brain.
So you actually figured out that there's one particular place in the brain where the depression is kind of comes from because there's lack of inactivity in that part of the brain of someone with depression.
Right. You can have all different activities in other regions. So there are different flavors of depression, different causes. But ultimately, to be the definition of depression, you need to have the activity in this region because that's the region important for enjoyment EMS does is that it's in a very non-invasive, safe and focal way, it stimulates that region. What it does, it provides a magnetic pulse about the length of our fingers, about the size of our palm, that goes and activates that region. When you keep giving pulses to that region, and the usual treatment course is about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes, 5 days a week for 4 to 6 weeks. When you keep activating that region, ultimately, it's almost like trying to start an old car engine. Ultimately, that region will become active and stay active.
It's like it wakes up, you know. It's like it's been asleep and then it wakes up.
It wakes up. And once it really, when the part of the brain keeps getting activated, then as soon as it makes a connection to another part of the brain, it stays active. That's how the brain works. That's how it keeps the brain to behave in certain ways. So what it really does is activates the region that's important for motivation and enjoyment, and that is associated, and that in turn activates other regions of the brain that are important in depression, while suppressing regions that cause depression, because they're all linked, and that is associated with the recovery from depression. So because of this very focused, scientifically based treatment, TMS tends to work a lot faster than medication. It seems to be a lot more effective than medication, a lot safer, virtually no side effects. And most importantly, when you get better with TMS, 90% of the time, you stay better without any further treatment, which is very different from anything else we have in psychiatry, where even if you ultimately get somebody well, if they stop the treatment, there's a good chance that they will relapse. So it is effective, safe, and durable in its treatment for depression.
And you just sit in a chair for like 45 minutes, and that's like it.
Right.
Just sitting there, you're wide awake. You can drive
home.
Wide
awake. You drive yourself in, drive yourself out. It improves your memory and concentration.
No side effects. Okay, now will insurance pay for this?
Most insurances will pay at the back end, but not at the front end. So if you show that you are depressed and you fail at least one antidepressant, you can fail several, but you have to show, okay, I failed one antidepressant and I'm depressed, you are in the ballpark for insurance coverage. There's actually a code for it. But most of them will not pre-certify you. But if you prove this, that you know the TMS got you better and you were depressed and failed medication starting off, about 80% of the time the insurance will end up paying you for all the treatment. They won't pay you 100%. They will pay about 90% because they will expect you to keep a copay.
And do you see like a big future? So like people with substance abuse, anxiety disorder, which
right,
is another big one. I mean, can they benefit
right.
from this?
Absolutely. And yeah, that's a good question because it is not just treatment for depression. It's a paradigm shift in our psychiatric armamentarium. So it can help with any disorder where we can identify specific regions. So with anxiety, for example, it's the right side of the brain is overactive. It's firing too much. So there you go with a different form of TMS called slow TMS, and you can shut it down.
Really?
It's a very effective treatment for generalized anxiety and even PTSD, that people get with trauma. This tends to work much better than meds. It's not yet FDA approved, but the studies are very promising. It does work for chronic pain. It's actually very effective for things like fibromyalgia, any kind of pain along your torso, your back or, you know, shoulders, hips. It works very well and very quickly. With depression, people start noticing improvements the second or third week. With something like pain, within the second or third treatment, you'll start noticing improvements in pain. And yes, it is the only treatment that I know of that can actually reduce cravings for drugs. It doesn't matter which kind of drug it is. And I've seen it in real time. Not in everyone, but if it does help after the first or second treatment, person will say, wow, I noticed about 20-30% decrease in my craving. Because if you think about it, most of our treatment for substance abuse is prevention. We take people, we take away their credit cards, we put them in hospitals, and we just prevent them from having access. We have done nothing really to help with craving, and a few things that only help with withdrawal. So this may be, again, this is experimental, and the data is still pretty early, but it may be a potential way of reducing cravings for drugs and therefore have a lot of potential to helping people.
And those two things can come together too, right? So like someone that has mental illness can also have like a secondary problem of substance abuse.
Absolutely. Substance abuse, both substance abuse and substance dependence. You know, people who do a lot of it, but not all the time. And then people who do it all the time. So dependence is doing it all the time. abuse means you don't do it every day, but when you do it, it's in trouble. That's one of the biggest problems in mental health. It actually is a part of mental health. It accounts for about 20 to 30% of whom we treat. Because, yeah, you could have something like depression compounded with substance abuse, or you could just have substance abuse on its own right. And it is yet another one of those problems that drains our lives, our economy, and puts people's lives in danger. And remember, one thing with mental illness is that there's a ripple effect. It's not just the person who's suffering, but everyone around them suffers as well.
That's such a good point.
In that sense, it has caused more trouble for people than a medical illness.
Well, there's a question I've been really wanting to ask you because, you know, people take all these, you know, drugs. Like a lot of people that have been diagnosed with mental health, they may get on, like, all different kinds of drugs trying to find the right combination that works for them specifically. And I'm just wondering if, like, after you take some of these heavy-duty drugs, if that actually permanently changes your brain chemistry where your brain will almost, like, forget what it's supposed to be doing in manufacturing certain chemicals within the brain, maybe because it no longer needs to because that's been done for it, and that if your treatment, if the TMS, it actually kind of, you know, stimulates the brain to start making these chemicals again.
Yeah, that's a very, very complex and important point. And the data is out there whether or not some of our medications make us more dependent on the medication. It's not known. It's a very controversial issue that you're raising. But, yes, TMS is different. TMS actually teaches the brain to be able to treat itself. It tries to help you be autonomous. And as you mentioned earlier, during the TMS, we get our patients, because you're sitting there, we have a captive audience for 45 minutes, we get them to make lifestyle changes for the better that would have been difficult to make when they were not getting TMS. So the TMS tends to solidify your plans to exercise better, eat better, stay more active. And the other important thing that we work on is rumination. So the driving force for depression and anxiety is this circular thinking pattern where people who are depressed have these negative thoughts. We call them obsessions, but they're not really obsessions. Obsessions are when you have...
It's kind of like a scratch in a record.
Right. You keep thinking about something negative or keep thinking of something anxious. And those are the engines that drive depression and anxiety. So we force people to use their minds. Just as they exercise, they also want to use their minds in things that are productive and that help their memory and concentration. So we do a combination of things while you're doing TMS, because TMS solidifies those changes.
Well, I love that, and I really appreciate all you coming on the show and explaining this. And I think, you know, there's so many people out there that I know are, like, suffering, and they've tried things, and nothing seems to work for them, and this could actually be the answer. And I just think, you know, giving people's lives back, and from what I heard the patients on Dr. Oz, it's just like it's life-changing. And so that... You know, that's incredible. Why don't you tell people where they need to go, where all these links will be on our website, on our podcast for this broadcast on the page that we have. I'll have all the links. But go ahead and tell them, Dr. Pierre.
You could go on TMS, www.tmsct.com. That's our website. But it's linked to all the other it's linked to the national website by NeuroStar, which is the company that makes TMS.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you who is doing TMS in your local area. And, there are about 400 practices around the country.
And oh, well, that's good to
website,
know.
Through our website, you can find access to a practice near you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pierre. This is, like, fascinating. It's revolutionary, everyone. It's non-invasive mental health treatment. This is great. So stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank
We've
you
got some new news, and thanks again.
Will the birds and the bees survive?
Right before me, a precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. At the window, finish up the beer. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Smart Health Talk, and now we're going to be doing our In the News segment, where I'm going to be talking about some things that have been really big in the news lately that I think are a big impact on our health, and, not just personally, but overall. And I'm sure that a lot of you have heard about the pink slime issue, which we did talk about last week as well. Well, even more things have been happening as far as the pink slime goes, in that some of the restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King have said that we will no longer serve pink slime, which is really nice of them. But the thing is, I did a lot of research on this, and I almost have a blog finished that I'm going to be posting on the Smart Health Talk website on this, because I also am on a listserv for school food nutrition. And so I like to hear what they have to say, because first of all, they were the target of the whole pink slime issue. And in a way, it was good in that it brought a lot of attention. But the bottom line, folks, is that pink slime hamburger is pretty much in everything, okay? If you're eating anything that has hamburger in it, if it's not organic, if it isn't, like, clearly labeled, you really don't know. And, you know, it's a big moneymaker. Because believe me, the pink slime product is way cheaper than the, 100% beef product. So, this is something that's been kind of a backdoor way of a lot of people along the line here to pad their pockets with some extra money, feeding us this, product that is pretty much, just like leftovers that were normally fed to dogs. And put in other animal products. And then they figured that they could, like, sneak it in and make this extra money, and so they started feeding it to us. Well, we have to decide, is this okay? And a bunch of people have been saying, no, this is not okay. And the way the USDA responded as far as school lunch is that they're saying, oh, okay, we're going to give you a choice to not have to buy this next year. But the thing is, a lot of paperwork has already been submitted by the different school districts. It has to already be submitted if they wanted to get any meat for next year. So how this is all going to work out, that's going to make it easy for school districts to say no thank you on the pink slime products, I don't know. But just know that any product you buy from the grocery store, any product you buy from the restaurant, those frozen beef tamales that have hamburger in them or burritos, any of those things can have pink slime in them. So and it's not just beef. We're talking chicken, pork, any kind of meat product. They can take the leftovers, and they claim that this is a good thing because we're being sustainable. Well, I'm sorry, I want to know if that's in my food or not. I have the right to know that. And more, we're going to find out that the food industry has been kind of doing, you know, this switcheroo in substituting cheaper chemical type products or lower quality for higher quality in our food because it increases profit margins. That's what happened with things like cranberry juice when they started substituting cranberry juice for high fructose corn syrup. And even like the head of Ocean Spray admitted that on 60 Minutes. So we know this stuff is going on. Okay, that was like one thing in the news. And keep please check back and read the blog I'm going to be posting on that. Okay, now beekeepers, this is like today. This is breaking news, everyone. Beekeepers have actually, they filed a petition. And they're saying that they actually filed a petition yesterday, but they're asking federal regulators to suspend use of a pesticide they say is killing honeybees. Now, it's used a lot on corn, and it's pretty much called like the corn pesticide, but it's called cloethidin, and a lot of these are like they're actually nicotinoids, and they have nicotine in them, okay? These words are like really hard to say. But anyway, these pesticides that they're using are on the pollen when the bees go back to the hive. And so they're carrying this pesticide back to their hives. And what these pesticides are doing is that they're just like destroying. It's pretty much like giving bees AIDS. You completely wiped out their immune system. They're susceptible to any kind of virus or fungus that might be nearby. And they're all of a sudden they disappear. Entire colonies gone. And if you ever want to check one of our past podcasts of Vanishing of the Bees, Miriam Hanna, they did a complete documentary on this. And watch Vanishing of the Bees if you can. I mean, there's like some stuff on there that they uncovered that's actually going to start coming out in the future, even that people haven't even really accepted widespread. So watch Vanishing of the Bees. It'll be a good learning experience for you. So anyway, we're really calling to the EPA to get rid of these pesticides. But the problem is that it's like the lesser of two evils, because all the other pesticides that they have to choose from are even worse than that one. So it's like, you know, that's one of the reasons they don't want to get rid of it. But we know that it's killing bees. So that's the bottom line. So I'm hoping that you guys will do a little bit more research on that. You may have heard that the state of California has taken a leadership position here, and they have told Coca-Cola and Pepsi, along with Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, that you can no longer use this caramel color in your sodas. And what it does is it creates high levels of 4-methyl-limidylsilane. Got a lot of chemicals on the show today. Anyway, it comes down to a carcinogen is formed when they use this. It has a pneumonia and ammonia sulfide. Sound familiar? Pneumonia is used in the pink slime as well. So I have heard this before. I actually have heard from people directly that they believe that there's a problem, especially if these soda drinks get hot, if they're in a truck, and they get overheated, that chemical changes happen. All I know is that the Center for Science and the Public Interest, they really do their homework. And they're the ones that brought all this forward, and they're saying that this stuff is carcinogenic. You're poisoning everyone, even though the Coca-Cola industry tries to say, no, the Center for Science and the Public Interest is just trying to scare people, and this is really generally recognized as safe. The FDA has approved it. But a lot of times the tests are done by the people that, you know, tend to benefit the most from using the product. So anyway, California said we're not allowing it, and so they're having to take it out. And guess what? They're now deciding that, hey, well, we'll just do this nationwide. So see what happens, everyone? When we start saying, no, we will not allow this in our food, and everyone gets together on it, the industry has to change. The food industry has to change. And I hope we can accomplish this with genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and get that on the label as well. Okay, well, you may have heard that aspirin, a new study came out about aspirin, and they're saying, hey, this taking aspirin every day actually prevents cancer as well. And not just one kind of cancer, but, you know, breast cancer, And I think there was like colon cancer too. So there was, you know, some really good benefits from taking a daily dose of aspirin. But it seemed like the higher doses, the 300 milligrams, over 300 milligrams a day actually got the protection in a shorter period of time. They got it in 3 years versus if you took a lower dose, which was under 300 milligrams a day, it took you 5 years to get the protection that they found you could get the most of in the study. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, taking over 300 milligrams a day gives you protection in a shorter period of time than taking less than 300 milligrams a day. But it actually increased your risk of dying by like 15%. So, hey, it sounds like it was like really worth it for the extra risk that you get. It even helps other things like Parkinson's and people with asthma. You know, Parkinson's, to me, that's like a really big deal because, you know, that's devastating. Parkinson's disease is just such a devastating, and even they're seeing like Alzheimer's. So, you know, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and then strokes. You know, it also helps prevent strokes. So, you know, those are, you know, big time diseases that just by like taking aspirin, something that's totally affordable, anyone can do it. Just by taking that every day, that you could be protecting yourself against all of these different diseases. Now, that is, like, really significant. And, you know, aspirin is nothing new. Aspirin is actually, you know, it comes from a tree. And it's been used for, like, hundreds of years to relieve pain. So it's something that people have known for a very long time that it has all kinds of benefits. And it even when you're pregnant, women can be at risk for getting eclampsia, which is high blood pressure, and it seems to help women that are pregnant as well. But I'm sure that anyone that gets on an aspirin program, of course, you're always going to have to run it by your doctor first and make sure that they approve that that's going to work for you. So, you know, I want you to please go and check out YouTube as well, because we worked on, we're putting up our videos that we did from Expo West and our different interviews that we had there. And I'm also going to be posting the tour that I did of the Fresh Ideas tent, where a lot of the new products are and where the guests that joined us on March 8th for our show for March 8th were. That's where I found them, those people that had all those really great products. And I have their interviews, and we're posting. I already have a couple of them up. Go and check our channel, Smart Health Talk, on YouTube, and you'll be able to watch those other videos. And I think it'll at least be a little bit like you were able to make it to the show. We are going to be adding a new section where we're going to have some of our best picks as far as products that we recommend that you guys might want to purchase when you're at the store. So we'll be adding that too. And stay tuned, because Don Sozzi, you know, hear this great song in the background? He actually wrote and sings this song. So we have Don Sozzi to thank for our theme song, and he's our next guest. So stay tuned.
Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other. Nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today. Welcome, everyone, to Smart Health Talk, and we've had a really great show today, and I hope that you'll listen to tell people about the podcast if you really enjoyed the show, and if you missed anything, you know, the podcast is there on the KCAAradio.com website, and also on our Smart Health Talk website, along with a lot of links to all of the different topics that we're talking about today, and I love our theme song. As a matter of fact, as soon as I start hearing it, I start like jumping up and down and kind of going to the music, and it makes me feel good. And that was one of the reasons we really wanted to have the Mother Nature song by Dawn Sozzi as our theme song. And we're really excited to announce that Dawn now has his album Flipside on iTunes, and he's here with us today. So, Dawn, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Elaine. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. And, you know, I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the show. I was just listening in. I heard, Dr. Pereira was online with you with depression. That sounds fascinating. The whole transmatic stimulation thing. Gee, no medication. That's amazing.
I know. This is historical for mental illness, which is affecting like 14 million people in 2009. And so I think, you know, it's probably and when I did my research, I couldn't believe it that I found out that we use 80% of the like pain medication that's manufactured in the world and 99% of the Vicodin. So we're kind of like kind of a little bit on drugs here in the U.S.
Well, there's definitely other stuff out there that you guys use. The rest of the 49 states don't use it. But I'm laughing, actually, because, my Dan Rustin was actually, my manager was texting me saying I'm on, he's listening from his iPhone.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's, I'm flattered to be on your show, and I don't know. I'm speechless.
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning that people can listen from their iPhone or any cell phone that you can get to the internet. I mean, we have a special place where you go to, and it makes it even easier. And all that is on the Smart Health Talk website. We have complete instructions on there. But I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about you. I mean, congratulations on, you know, getting your album on iTunes.
Thank you.
I mean, did you go out and celebrate that night?
I haven't really given it a lot of thought. I actually spoke with Peter Ditlevsen of Kon-Tiki Records over in Norway today, and it kind of happened lightning fast. I mean, the plan all along was to eventually, you know, put the record together, but, you know, it moved slowly, and I haven't actually sat down and written down where I've been, you know, how it started. I mean, it all started kind of, you know, in college. It was kind of a pipe dream. I was, you know, kind of confused in the direction I wanted to go, and I took an art class with Randy Hill at St. Lawrence University, and, you know, when he told me a poem could mean anything, that's when everything kind of took off, and, since then, the people that have listened to the album said there's a lot of depth and storytelling in the lyrics, and I never really gave it much thought, but yeah, I guess there is. The more I think about it, you know, I mean, obviously, I was looking to add many different meanings to the song, but at the end of the day, each song continues to mean different things as I go back and listen to it, because I've grown so much since when the album was actually, you know, completed. The songs were written way before it was produced, so every time I listen the songs, they always come. There's always something different because something in my life has changed, whether it's the environment or where I'm currently at, or my economic status, or where I'm living. It always seems to change. There's always something every day if you're paying attention. There's always someone or something that really hits you hard, and you look back on that and go, wow, that really actually was a path. That was a change in direction. So,
but yeah, I hear what you're saying, and your songs are kind of universal in a way. That
well,
on the messages, you know, that like you said, it could you could hear the message that it can impact you one way at one point in your life and another way in another point in your life. But what I found is the overall feeling of the album and the songs is that it's very positive. And
yeah, well, I mean, Dan, you know, Dan Rustin said, you know, there's a lot of staying power with the record. And Mick Leonard of BBU Productions in Stamford, Connecticut, you know, he said, you know, there's a lot of rockabilly in it. There's obviously pop in there.
It's a little bit of everything, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little bit of everything in it. And, you know, the more you listen to it, you have to listen to it more than once. And, I mean, the one thing I've been asked a lot of times, you know, what makes this album different from what's out there? And it's a complete album. And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of music in the 60s. And, you know, obviously the Beatles were very good at, rarely did you hear a song on a Beatles record. I mean, pretty much you could listen to it backwards and forwards, faster and slower. And, you know, it was always going to be an enjoyable experience. There was rarely a song you couldn't at least tolerate to get to the next one. You know, you didn't have to get up and pick up the needle and drag it across the record and drop it to the end to hear the final song or whatever. So,
have you always been into like environmental type issues?
Well, I think at heart and heart, if you're asking me, I think we all are into it. But the reality is, you know, if you look back at the Industrial Revolution and the global expansion of this world and especially this country after World War II, we had a Europe fell apart and the United States had a surplus of factories built for the war. So I mean, basically everyone, it was a free for all. I mean, there was nothing but open fields just to, why wouldn't you drop the shovel and all of a sudden start a factory and start making, what were they making, tiddlywinks and yo-yos and all that stuff. I mean, you know, there's so many different things you could make. Now you look at it and you go, it's like almost like it's the biggest mistake we ever made.
Well, what would you like people to walk away after, like they hear your album? Like, how are you hoping that the music will impact them and that they'll walk away with?
Yeah, the song, obviously, that ties, mostly to what we're talking about on this radio show is Mother Nature, excuse me. And, I don't like putting ideas in people's minds. I like people, the best thing about, when someone tells me what a song is about, I automatically never want to listen to it again. It's like telling someone the ending of a movie. You know, it's like, I go and watch this. What's a big movie out right now?
Well, The Hunger Games is coming out.
Okay, so I go and see that, and you ask me, and I say, oh, it's great. You know, let's say it's a whodunit. And I say, oh, so-and-so's guilty. I mean, you're not going to want to go and watch the movie. And some of the songs are more straightforward, but even then there's double entendres, and then some of them are a little bit deeper. And you can pick anything out of it. So
it's something that actually is kind of thought-provoking, but not without telling you, trying to put ideas into your head. And actually that's how I think of the songs, is that they're kind of on neutral ground where people can enjoy them and take them in, and, it kind of leads everyone to their own personal place.
Well, yeah, the one that I've been told by Mick and various A&R guys, that's the big one, is Flipside, which is
the name of the album.
Well, that's the name of the album, and it's also on YouTube. You can YouTube Don Sozzi and find Flipside, the video, and that was done by.
That's on our website too, everyone. You can go to.
Yeah,
we have a whole page.
That was done by Annie Nurschel of It's Relevant in Stamford, Connecticut. They did a wonderful job. And
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's that's all really. And then obviously, Mercury Rising is great. I mean, they're all great. I mean, I don't want to say which one's the best and which one's the worst because they're all good.
Well, the most important thing is that everyone remember Don. So, and it's Sozzi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's S O Z Z
O Z Z I.
Okay, not S U. It's S O Z Z I, and just Don D D-O-N. So type in Don Sozzi on YouTube, and you can find his music video there. And then if you go to iTunes, you can type in Don Sozzi, and you can find his album Flip Sides, and you can either download one of the songs or the whole album. You know, might as well just go ahead and get the whole album, and you'll find that it's like easy listening. It's something that you can play when you're trying to calm your kids down, when you're trying to create a positive mood, in a room. That's the way these songs are. They do remind me of like the 60s and all those bands that I love, which I'm, you know, dating myself. Yeah. I do remember the bands from the 60s, everybody. and I love them. And I still love that music. And like you said, it's like telling a story.
Well, it is. I mean, as the 60s progressed and you got into the later 60s, that's when all of a sudden, albums became even deeper, and you had to, like, I mean, you basically spent the whole afternoon with a bunch of friends sitting in a circle, and you'd listen to it backwards and forwards and faster and slower, and, you know, that's, you know, all the Paul is Dead hoax is all that stuff, you know. People really got into it. People trying to find the message
in music.
The listening habits are different now. It's, you know, I mean, I even catch myself now with an iPod, full of music that I barely listen to. I still have a listening preference, but I always tend to jump around and go, oh, well, I haven't heard this in a while, and then I jump before I even finish that song and jump to another one. So the listening habits have changed. But, I mean, with this one, I mean, I'm definitely listening to it all the way through.
Okay, everyone. Well, that's Don in the background right there. That's his song, Mother Nature. It's part of the Flip Sides album, so please go check it out. Look for our page on Don on our website with all the links, and please join us next week and tell everyone about our podcast and go visit our website, okay? SmartHealthDoc.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com.